Welcome back here with Dave and Rob on QR Calgary and More Than Money. It's spring, man. We're having a nice weekend this weekend. I'm going to be outside in the garden. I know lots of people are. And the urge is just to start getting at it, right? Because we want our yards to start to look good. The question is it too early?
Sandals and T-shirts,
right? That's right. So Colin Hales is joining us today. Colin is a purchaser at Golden Acres Home and Gardens. He's also the host of the Healthful Gardeners podcast. And Colin, welcome to the show. Colin has been a participant in our community sessions, just recently done a fantastic job. We're happy to have you back, my friend.
I'm happy to be back. Thank you guys for inviting me. It's that time of year, like you said. Everybody's itching to be outdoors. It's that after that long winter, and when we get weekends like this, we certainly don't want to waste them.
Well, Colin, we just had a great speaker on talking about passion and purpose, and a lot of people have the passion of gardening and maybe too passionate that we get at it too early. I'm talking to family members that are already mowing their lawns in Ontario, so we're a little bit different here. When is the right time to start thinking about your garden and your yard?
You know, I'm very biased. The right time for me to start thinking about it is all the time. Even in February, I'm thinking about what I'm going to be doing differently in the garden, what different flowers, you know, how I'm going to construct it. But as for right now, I've been in the industry for 30 plus years, and I still get excited at this time of year. And I think what people need to realize is that we can go out, we can do the prep, we can start the cleanup, we can start pruning and trimming, but for actual planting, for getting that color into your yard, it might be too early for that. You know, this weekend, they're saying Sunday, I think 26 degrees, which seems like it should be great, but then next week, I believe we have an overnight of 2 degrees. Not so great. So you really want to keep an eye on that long-range forecast.
What damage can you do, Colin, if you start too early?
Oh, if you go, a good one is lawns. It's normally the first thing we see people working on, and they get out there and they rake it up. You know, nothing cleans it up like getting that debris off and getting your lawn up. But you see people go really heavy. They might not have the time to rake twice. They might not want to. They might not know. And they're going hard, and they dethatch all of that lawn. And thatch is that layer that lives between the soil and the grass blade. It's almost like a mulch for your lawn. Well, they rip all that off, and then we get that snowfall, that heavy frost, that really cold rain, and the roots are exposed, and we've raked the soil, and you can really end up stunting or damaging your lawn. Best way I like to explain it is nobody likes to be woken up with the kids running in your room and peeling your eye open or that alarm clock going in your ear. We all want to be woken up gently, bird song and what's happening, and that's what your garden wants as well.
I think that's an excellent analogy. Okay, let's talk a little bit about thinking about it. So there are lots of things that you can start to do in preparation, you know, for whatever the May long weekend or whenever, you know, you're going to tell us that the best day in Calgary to start is. But so what should we be thinking about in prepping right now?
What you can think about is, you know, last year, were you looking at the garden and did you, were there some perennials or shrubs that you wanted to transplant? After our winters, you know, we get heavy snows, we get wind, maybe your trees and shrubs might need a light pruning, get rid of some of that, that diseased and that damaged. When you rake the lawn, even that first pass, you should be able to tell if you have any dead spots. Maybe damage from a pet, maybe voles, structural damage when you are shoveling and you've hit it with the snow shovel, the blade has scalped it. So there's a lot of the structural things you can be looking at doing. And I do want to say, I don't want to be the killjoy. If you want some color, and I get it, I've already got a few going, get a hanging basket or a pre-made planter. You can put that out during the day when it's nice and sunny, bring it in on days when it's inclement or overnight, and you can still have that pop of color to keep us excited. It doesn't all have to be hard work.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
What, being that we're slower here, what are maybe some of the trends or some of the things that people grow here in Calgary that flourish?
You know, surprisingly, for how hard our winters are, there is a fair amount that does good. And, you know, what you can do very, very successfully in Calgary with just a little bit of effort is grow tomatoes. They do amazing. Most of the annual flowers, sunflowers, dahlias, zinnia, they do great. They really love. We get so much sunshine. And it's so dry, and as long as you're watering and fertilizing, those plants are going to go all season long with just that bright array of colors and enjoyment. So keep an eye on that. And a lot of, you know, I think people don't appreciate what we're capable of doing in Calgary, because I speak to people every year who want to talk about fruit trees, and of course they think the apple tree, a very common one. But we can also grow pears, plums, and cherries right here in Calgary. You can have a cherry tree in your backyard, pick them off, eat them, put them in your cocktails, whatever. There is a number of things that do good. We even have grapevines and a type of kiwi, a kiwi vine, that will grow right here in Calgary.
One of the popular topics at our community session was this notion of how do you prep the yard, fertilize it, and or fix or try to reduce the damage pets can do, i.e. my little dog, in my backyard on my lawn. And you had some good ideas around that.
That was a very general and specific question.
Yeah, I know.
Put that together. The best way is prevention. It really is. I've said it before. It's an ongoing battle. I've been dealing with it for years, and it's not going to go away. And nobody wants to get rid of their dog or their lawn, so we need to find that balance. And the key is preventing, getting a healthy lawn, and using a product like a dog spot preventer that has certain agents in it, like a dolomitic lime, which is going to help neutralize the high nitrates and the acidity from the dog pee and whatnot. So if you can get your lawn bolstered and it's more able, it's like anything. If we're healthy, we're more able to withstand if something happens. If we need a surgery or if we get a sickness, and we go into that healthy, we're going to come out of it quicker and better. Your lawn is much the same way. If it's damaged and it's not a strong structure, and then we get something like a dog spot, the lawn doesn't have the capacity to regenerate itself. It's already spent. So if we maintain that lawn, fertilize it regularly, put down a prevention material, you're going to find that it's much easier to maintain if you even get those kill spots.
We've got, let's call it 30 seconds left, and I'm going to get you to sneak in your solution to ants. Ants are a big problem for a lot of people in Calgary. You had a terrific idea around that.
Yeah, definitely. So a lot of years, all people used was that powder, and then it would rain, and it really didn't do a whole heck of a lot. There's a new product now, and it's an ant nematode. Nematodes are microscopic. They're in every single soil. They exist naturally. But these ones are isolated, and they are highly specialized, and they're what we call a predator bug. And they will actually seek out and destroy ants. And in the past 4 years, we have witnessed these go from ordering, you know, one or two cases a year to dozens of cases. Sometimes it's hard to keep them in stock. They actually work, and instead of trying to combat nature, we're allowing nature to resolve itself. And the amount of gardeners I've turned on to this, it's remarkable, and all with success stories.
Colin, thanks very much. We're going to have to leave it there. We always appreciate your time.
Likewise. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great weekend.
Cheers. You too. Okay, gardening is a part of people's lifestyle. We have to talk about lifestyle in a broader perspective, and we have to make it all make sense, and we're going to do that at our upcoming seminar.
We are. Join us Tuesday, May 23rd, 7 p.m. This will be in person at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on QR Calgary. We look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.